This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. She cited Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior.
When you have the highest level of security clearance, when you're the person that holds the nation's deepest, most sacred secrets at your hands, and you go out and you make false accusations against the president of the United States, he thinks that is something to be very concerned with.
But U.S. Senator Mark Warner says the decision by President Trump to revoke the security clearance is a part of a political smokescreen.
This is a White House. It feels under siege because of the president's former campaign manager's trial and obviously some of the issues with his former staffer, Omarosa. This is an attempt to distract the American public from those items that this White House faces on a daily basis.
And Brennan has been deeply critical of President Trump's conduct. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied any involvement in the blast. The attack comes at a time when the government is facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore. It says we're violating the trade embargo with North Korea. It is Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons program. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents. This is